We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're going in the order of the days, being that we're up to the Monday. So on Monday, the courts convened, so he went through the different laws of the courts. And now he's saying the next mitzvah is... Ah, no, we did that, I'm sorry. He continues and he says, and if a person transgressed, and he denied money that he owed, nonetheless, he shouldn't take a vow. And that's the biblical prohibition against taking a vow and lying. That the Torah says, "Lo tishakiru," don't lie. That's a biblical prohibition, which really encompasses the concept, don't swear falsely when you really owe money. Now, he says this prohibition also includes not to join the groups of liars. When a person is a steady liar, he becomes part of kat shakranim. Our sages say there are four groups that God says, I don't want to see. One of them is the group of liars. If a person is going to be a liar, then he'll be one of that group. now, certainly one is not allowed to steal or cheat someone through his lies or withhold wages. That's a prohibition of don't deny things and don't lie. Don't hold back someone's wages. A person has to pay his wages on time. And if a person testifies falsely, that's a biblical prohibition of the Torah says don't testify falsely. It's its own prohibition. If he's a guy who's always making fights and cheating people in business, so then he's transgressing the biblical prohibition that says lo tonu ishet amito, don't afflict your fellow man. And if his point when he lies is that people should believe him and trust him, and then ultimately he'll be able to harm them. So the pasuk says he speaks peacefully to his friend, and in his heart he's setting out the trap. So God says, I'll pay back for that. And that's included in the prohibition of sycophancy. So then one is in transgression. He's lying, and he's a sycophant, and he's presenting his fellow man with a trap. Now if someone wants to, in lying, he wants to get something that his fellow man will get. Someone gives him a dollar, tells him, buy me a lottery ticket. He buys the lottery ticket, and he bought it with his dollar. He was a shaliach. And then he sees that the lottery ticket won. So he wants to take that money for himself. His friend comes and tells him, I want to sell my merchandise. And he tells him, I'll buy it off of you. Don't sell it to that guy. And his thoughts are that he'll get it cheaper. He'll wait and he'll outsmart the guy. Or he tells him, he uses trickery. He lies. He comes and says, I want to buy. I don't want to buy. At the end of the day, all of this is included in these prohibition. A person who says he's going to pay and he doesn't plan on paying, you tell the store owner, don't sell this, I'm coming back, I'm going to buy it. So that's all a part of the Torah's prohibition, don't steal, because you're stealing, that's called gnevas das. A person comes in and says, you know, I did you the favor, I got you the job, I recommended you for the job. He didn't really recommend him for the job. That's part of the prohibition of stealing. You're stealing his trust. Stealing isn't only the prohibition of stealing something physically, it's also gnevas das. When you misguide a person, that's called stealing his thought, stealing his understanding. A person who takes pride in something that he doesn't really have. A guy's going out with a girl and he tells her, you know, I come straight from David HaMelech. I have good yichus. Really is a mamzer. Really is something else. Whatever. So that's part of lying that the Torah prohibits. It's part of stealing that the Torah prohibits. A girl dates him and asks him, did you finish Shas? He says, not yet. Hopefully in a year. Well, he hasn't started yet. He hasn't finished one masechta. So all of this is part of that prohibition. Our sages say that if a person lies, it's as though he's serving idols. So that we learn from Yaakov Avinu. He tells his mother, if I lie to my father, it's as though I'm serving idol worship. So this is all part of the prohibition, don't lie. And if one swears falsely, that's part of the prohibition. Lo tisa'at shem shem lokecha lashav, not to take God's name in falsehood.